Harry didn't want to sit still. He was still too full of adrenaline. He got to his feet, wanting to see what was going on outside. But before he'd reached the mouth of the tent, two people had come darting inside. Hermione, followed closely by Ron.
"Harry, you were brilliant!"
Hermione said squeakily. There were fingernail marks on her face where she had been clutching it in fear.
"You were amazing! You really were!"
But Harry was looking at Ron, who was very white, and staring at Harry as though he was a ghost. "Harry," he said very seriously, "whoever put your name in that goblet, I reckon they're trying to do you in." It was as though the last few weeks had never happened, as though Harry was meeting Ron for the first time, right after he'd been made champion. "Caught on, have you?" said Harry coldly. "Took you long enough." Hermione stood nervously between them, looking from one to the other. Ron opened his mouth uncertainly. Harry knew Ron was about to apologize, and suddenly he found he didn't need to hear it. "It's okay," he said, before Ron could get the words out. "Forget it."
"No," said Ron. "I shouldn't have—"
"Forget it," Harry said. Ron grinned nervously at him, and Harry grinned back. Hermione burst into tears.
"There's nothing to cry about," Harry told her, bewildered. "You two are so stupid!" she shouted, stamping her foot on the ground, tears splashing down her front.
Then, before either of them could stop her, she had given both of them a hug and dashed away, now positively howling.
"Barking," said Ron, shaking his head.
"Harry, come on, they'll be putting up your scores!"
Picking up the golden egg and his firebolt, feeling more elated than he would have believed possible an hour ago, Harry ducked out of the tent, Ron by his side, talking fast.
"You were the best, you know, no competition. Cedric did this weird thing where he transfigured a rock on the ground, turned it into a dog. He was trying to make the dragon go for the dog instead of him. Well, it was a pretty cool bit of transfiguration, and it sort of worked, because he did get the egg, but he got burnt as well. The dragon changed its mind halfway through, and decided it would rather have him than the Labrador. He only just got away. And that Fleur girl tried this sort of charm. I think she was trying to put it into a trance. Well, that kind of worked, too. It went all sleepy. But then it snored, and this great jet of flame shot out, and her skirt caught fire. She put it out with a bit of water out of her wand. And Crumb, you won't believe this, but he didn't even think of flying. He was probably the best after you, though. Hit it with some sort of spell, right in the eye. Only thing is, it went trampling around in agony and squashed half the real eggs. They took marks off for that. He wasn't supposed to do any damage to them."
Ron drew breath as he and Harry reached the edge of the enclosure. Now that the horntail had been taken away, Harry could see where the five judges were sitting, right at the other end, in raised seats draped in gold.
"It's marks out of 10 from each one," Ron said, and Harry, squinting up the field, saw the first judge, Madame Maxime, raise her wand in the air. What looked like a long silver ribbon shot out of it, which twisted itself into a large figure 8.
"Not bad," said Ron, as the crowd applauded. "I suppose she took marks off for your shoulder."
Mr. Crouch came next. He shot a number 9 into the air.
"Looking good!" Ron yelled, thumping Harry on the back.
Next, Dumbledore. He, too, put up a 9. The crowd were cheering harder than ever. Ludo Bagman, 10.
"10?" said Harry in disbelief. "But I got hurt. What's he playing at?"
"Harry, don't complain!" Ron yelled excitedly.
And now Karkaroff raised his wand. He paused for a moment, and then a number shot out of his wand, too. 4.
"What?" Ron bellowed furiously. 4? You lousy, biased scumbag! You gave Crumb 10!"
But Harry didn't care. He wouldn't have cared if Karkaroff had given him 0. Ron's indignation on his behalf was worth about 100 points to him. He didn't tell Ron this, of course, but his heart felt lighter than air as he turned to leave the enclosure. And it wasn't just Ron. those weren't only Gryffindors cheering in the crowd. When it had come to it, when they had seen what he was facing, most of the school had been on his side as well as Cedric's. He didn't care about the Slytherins. He could stand whatever they threw at him now.
"You're tied in first place, Harry. You and Crumb," said Charlie Weasley, hurrying to meet them as they set off back towards the school. "Listen, I've got to run. I've got to go and send Mum an owl. I swore I'd tell her what happened, but that was unbelievable. Oh, yeah, and they told me to tell you you've got to hang around for a few more minutes. Bagman wants a word, back in the champion's tent."
Ron said he would wait, so Harry re-entered the tent, which somehow looked quite different now, friendly and welcoming. He thought back to how he'd felt while dodging the Horntail, and compared it to the long wait before he'd walked out to face it. There was no comparison. The wait had been immeasurably worse. Fleur, Cedric and Crumb all came in together. One side of Cedric's face was covered in a thick orange paste, which was presumably mending his burn. He grinned at Harry when he saw him.
"Good one, Harry."
"And you," said Harry, grinning back.
"Well done, all of you,"
said Ludo Bagman, bouncing into the tent and looking as pleased as though he personally had just got past a dragon. "Now, just a quick few words. You've got a nice long break before the second task, which will take place at 9:30 on the morning of February the 24th. But we're giving you something to think about in the meantime. If you look down at those golden eggs you're all holding, you will see that they open. See the hinges there? You need to solve the clue inside the egg, because it will tell you what the second task is, and enable you to prepare for it. All clear?
Sure. Well, off you go, then."
Harry left the tent, rejoined Ron, and they started to walk back around the edge of the forest, talking hard. Harry wanted to hear what the other champions had done in more detail. Then, as they rounded the clump of trees behind which Harry had first heard the dragon's roar, a witch leapt out from behind them. It was Rita Skeeter. She was wearing acid green robes today. The Quick Quotes quill in her hand blended perfectly against them.
"Congratulations, Harry," she said, beaming at him. "I wonder if you could give me a quick word. How you felt facing that dragon? How you feel now about the fairness of the scoring?"
"Yeah, you can have a word," said Harry savagely.
"Goodbye!"
And he set off back to the castle with Ron.